I did.
Tana on. Vayigash, page 86. There's only two Maimonides in this parsha. Okay, Pasuk says, Vayigash, Shel of Yehuda. Yehuda came close to Yosef and said, please, my master, let me sit instead of Binyamin. She says, Inexiv, Kedus, Batena, Adozim. The beams of our house, meaning the base of Megdash, is Adozim, cedar trees, acacia wood, whatever. We need to understand the difference between the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan was made out of Atzi Shittim, right? Arozim. Like it says, Atzi Shittim Eimdin. The Mishkan was like this. The walls were made out of tree, of wood, and the top were made out of goat skins, which is Chai and Sameach. The walls were Sameach, and the ceiling, the top, was Chai. Yet the Beis HaMikdash, on the other hand, was made completely from inanimate objects, because it says, you're not allowed to make trees in the Beis HaMikdash. They're only beams in the ceiling holding up things a little bit. But the whole structure was made out of stone. Why was in the Mishkan like this? The main walls of the Mishkan, meaning the main part of the Mishkan, was trees. And at the bottom was the inanimate dirt, right? The bottom was dirt. Then they had the cedar trees, Sameach. And then they had the top, goatskin. So if you notice, it's going from lower to higher. Daimim, Tzemeach, Chai. V'migdash nebachu shoyavon nevafi ikad. Afilu hagag hoyimehem. Even the roof, the ceiling, the roof of the base of Migdash was also from stone. V'lo yo'eit emrakunos shaleres. Shoyot tfeinun ikad abinyin. Basically, the Alter Rebbe asking, why is the base of Migdash built from inanimate? And the Mishkan is built from inanimate plant and animal. Every world has four levels: inanimate, plant, animal, and human. And inanimate is lower than plant. Plant is lower than animal. And the highest level of everything is a level of people. So if the lowest thing is offered, right, the lowest thing is earth. So he says, it's a wonder. Why does the earth, which seemingly is the lowest thing, is what produces what we live from? What we sustain ourselves from comes from the lowest of the levels, the earth. And even Tzemeach, the plant, also comes from the inanimate earth. So the question is, why is the lower sustaining the higher? The earth is sustaining the things that grow, which sustains the animals and the people. L'cheira, it should be the other way around. The higher should sustain the lower, not the lower sustain the higher. This is not like this, and this is not like this, meaning, even though taka down here, it's lower, inanimate, as earth is lower than plants. It has an advantage. It's even higher than plant and animal. It's like we learned many times. The fact that the inanimate, what? Yeah, the higher the thing, the lower it falls, right? So therefore, down here, offer is the lowest. Okay? So now the Alter Rebbe, this will understand basically why the Beis HaMikdash was from stone, inanimate, and the Mishkan was made from plant and animals. The walls from plant and the covering from animal skin. He says, Hine yadua machlekas ha-tanoim b'gemara. There's a known the machlekas of tanoim, meaning b'shamim b'silol, chada m'shamayim kodmu la'aretz. There's an opinion, what did Hashem create first, heaven or earth? So one opinion says, Shamayim Kodmu, the heaven is first, because it says, Bereshit Bara Elokim, Esa Shamayim, Vesa Arit. Hashem created heaven and earth. So obviously heaven came first. V'chadom, and the other one says, Eris Kodma, because at the end of creation it says, B'yem Aseis Hashem Elokim, Eretz V'Shamayim, earth and heaven. So therefore, the argument between Misham and Beisil, did Hashem create the heaven earth, then the heaven first, then the earth, or did he create the earth first and then the heaven? Sir, Matt, just not Lebrea, we wear masks here.
I forgot.
Yeah. And so the question is, Siddhas asked a very simple question. Which one did he create first? You can't have an argument and a fact. You can have an argument that something's kosher, not kosher. But you can't have an argument, and you could say one opinion says this, one opinion says this. But if there's an argument that God created heaven first, and the other one says God created earth first, so obviously, which one did he create first? You can't have an argument and a fact. So he says, Eilu ve'ilu divrei Elokim chayim, both are right. What does it mean? Shebemachshava, the intent of creation, the purpose of creation, Eretz Kodma l'Shamayim, Hashem created earth. Meaning like this. In the physical reality, Hashem created heaven then earth. But in purpose of creation, Hashem created heaven and earth for the sake of earth. And when he actually created, heaven came first. But the purpose is the same thing, like we learned many times. There's an argument in the Gemara that it was the world created in Nisan or the world who created in Tishrei. Which one was it? So again, the same answer like this one. In purpose, the world was created in Nisan. The purpose is Neis, bringing godliness into the world. Actually, when did God create the world? In the month of Tishrei. Because that's when he actually created the world. Because the end of action, like we say in L'chadeidi, Seif Ma'isim Achshava T'chila, the end of action was in thought first. Pirush Ki Odet Tefishu Seif Ma'isim. The earth, because it's the lowest of all creations, Alkein Shoshib Machshava, Ibechinis Tchilas Machshava, is in a higher level of Machshava than the earth is, and then the heaven is. Avala Shemayim Shem Tchilas Amaisa, but heaven, which is the beginning of creation, He Machreinu B'Machshava, in purpose, they were the last. So again, very simple. Actually, Hashem created heaven and then earth. What's the purpose of creation? Purpose of creation is earth.
The pasuk for the purpose is in Hazino.
What?
The pasuk for the purpose is in Hazino.
No. I don't know. Kizeh haklal shaseif ma'isa ol machshava tchila. The end of action is higher up in source. L'chein tzemech l'mayla mi'adaymim. Therefore, down here, plant is held in inanimate and chay l'mayla mi'atzemech. Shosik fisei d'rishtaushalus. That's in the chain of events of the world. Daimim tzemech chay b'elimus. Shebchin is ha'daimim v'afar ha'aretz is seif ma'isa. That the inanimate is the end of creation. Tzemech chay l'mayla mi'menu b'adrega like shemayim kodmulot. Therefore, like this. Daimim tzemech chay medaber. Chassidus explains corresponds with the four worlds. So Daimim is inanimate, Asiya, this world, and then Tzemeach and Chai and Medaber. Medaber is Atzilus, Adam, right? Adam and Elyon. So therefore, you have these four different levels. Mikomakim, nevertheless, it's at Shosh and Machshav Akduma, because of the intent to begin with. Hari Eretz Kadma Lukulam Machshav, meaning in the purpose, earth is created first. Meaning what? In simple English, when Hashem created the worlds, what was in his mind? Why am I doing all this? Because of earth. That means the first thing he did, then he created Shemayim and then Hadits. But in purpose, he wanted the earth. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe asked the question, how is it possible that the earth produces all the necessities that we need to live on? So the Alter Rebbe answered, because it's taka higher. Because of the source, Therefore, everything exists from the earth, from everything that grows on the earth. So, meanwhile, the Alter Rebbe is saying like this. The Mishkan...
I was going to say, how's it connected to the Parsha?
Well, because he's going to explain Yehuda and Yosef is the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. But, Lepreel, the Mishkan was inanimate floor, walls of wood, and coverings of skin. So that's normally the world. And he asked, why was the Beis HaMikdash created from inanimate? Chayit, it's lower. But the Beis HaMikdash, and he's going to explain now, but the Beis HaMikdash in essence was higher. Because the ultimate purpose, not the Mishkan. The Mishkan is temporary. There, Beis HaMikdash over there, that place. So that's the ultimate purpose is the Beis HaMikdash. So it's higher. So therefore, how was it created down here? How was it built down here? With stones. Okay, the Mishkan wasn't the ultimate purpose because it was only a temporary dwelling, and which explains a very interesting thing. When the Mishkan traveled 40 years in the Midbar, so when the Mishkan was in a certain place, that place was holy. Oil made, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. The second the Mishkan left, that place wasn't holy anymore. No Mishkan, no holiness. Beis HaMikdash, that was the permanent home for that. Therefore, the halach is, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash today, the Har HaBayis, the Makom HaMikdash, is holy. There's no Mishkan. But because of the permanent home of Hashem, that permeated the place itself became holy. The Mishkan not. Commercial calls like it says, Be'eyim is salach ba'el b'mishkan, it says, I'm going to go. Walking in the oil in the Mishkan, but it wasn't a permanent home. Therefore, the Mishkan, which is not the ultimate level of Kedusha, was built based on the level of the worlds, like an actual creation. Heaven was created first. I mean, higher is higher and lower is lower. Therefore, the Karka Mishkan was from Afar. So the bottom of the Mishkan was earth, then the higher part of the Mishkan was Sameach, and the higher part of the Mishkan, the covering, was from Chai. The Eretz tree is the tallest of all the trees. So therefore it represents the highest level of Sameach. Infinitely greater than Damim, Shem Beitesis the Gidl Klal. Inanimate has no growth, obviously. It doesn't grow. Arozim represents Tzemeach, but what type of Tzemeach? The highest growth, the tallest tree, the highest level of Tzemeach. But the covering of the Mishkan was even higher. That's from goat skin, which is a level of Chai. Which is even higher than plant. So the Mishkan Pasuk worked the way worlds are. The highest level Chai, then Tzemeach, then Daimon. Therefore, the goatskins, which is Chai, were Purushim ala Kreisli HaMishkan, was also Chai Shalomai Mechinas HaTzemeach, Shemimanu Nasa Kreisli HaMishkan. Therefore, the covering of the Mishkan, spiritually, the covering, because it's higher, you know, spiritually, in down here, it's higher than the walls. So the walls were Tzemeach, and this is Chai. The name says, Shekol Zeh Nasek Fi Mailus Umadeh Zishtal Shez Bishtal Shaluson. Therefore, this is based on the level of the world, Ubiri Yosim Umayla Lamato, which is Shemayim Kodma, which is the heaven first. Avo B'migdosh, the Migdosh, though, which is the ultimate level that's Didas Kvashal Kodesh Baruch Hu, the permanent home of Hashem. Like it says, this is my resting place forever, which is Me'en Olam Haba. What will be similar to what will be Elif Hashvi, won't be Menucha L'chaya Elam and peace all over the place. Then, earth, what happens when Mashiach comes? Like we learned, the lowest things down here are going to be the crown of the things later on, of the higher things. b'chinas malchut d'atzilut, which is l'mayla mikulam, which is higher. Therefore, the Beis Hamikdash represented already the ultimate menucha of Hashem, which is Mashiach, when the lowest thing, when the source of everything will be revealed, so the stones will be a higher level. So the Beis Hamikdash was built the way it's going to be like when Mashiach comes, that Evan, stone, is higher than Tzemech and Chai. It says, I just chai al teres baile, which has a teres lost of love, that Malchus will be the crown of Baila, of the husband, which is the level of Zav Atzilus. Because of the source that Hashem wanted Eretz to create, meaning earth, Doimon, to be created first. Lachain, af beis hamikdash. Shoya elam haba, me'ein elam haba, the beis hamikdash is similar to the era of Mashiach. Nas ikir abayis mi avon v'of, which is a Doimon. And even the gag, v'amaziv, even the ceiling, the roof of the beis hamikdash, which is a level of makif, was also from avonim va'ofar, also from dirt and stone, the inanimate. V'lei ma'arazim. Why? Because Mashiach lo'os and lo'vim when Mashiach comes. V'chinis eretz, kod me'eshes chayal teres, ba'ilim mitzad shorsha. It's going to be revealed the source, that stone is even greater. Rav Shukul, nesha'ar eretzai v'tikra, which only the supporting, there are supporting beams in the roof of the basement, like you said before. But that's not the primary. The primary is stone. These are just holding up the stone.
What does it mean that it's going to be higher? What's going to happen? Are you going to
down into
the
stone? No, it's going to be...
What does it mean it will be higher?
What does it mean now? The plant now is higher than inanimate. It has a better function, a greater function.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When you say plant is greater than earth, it means it has a greater function. The function of stone is going to be a greater function than plant. Like it says, Evan Mikir Yazik, when Mashiach comes, the stones are going to talk. If that's the only problem you have when Mashiach comes, it's Chis Amesim, it's okay. That's what it's going to be. But think about it. In the source, it's Taka higher. Okay? So therefore, what do you mean higher? It's a higher function. Now, inanimate is the lowest function, and lots of love is going to be the highest function. Now, like it says, now the man is the giver, the woman is the receiver. Lots of love, the woman is going to be the giving, and the man is going to be the receiver. And just like now, the neshama sustains the body, because the neshama functions. Lots of love, the body is going to sustain the neshama. Now, we don't get it because in our brains, we're limited in what's happening now. But just like we understand that the neshama sustains the body, loss of love of the body is going to sustain the neshama. V'hine, near ba'olu, we see clearly, it's v'chine zu. Sheyesh, but it's ma'ali yaseiro. There's an advantage even now of the earth. What's the advantage of the earth? Which is Bechina's Bittel, the level of Bittel. She Yeshba, she Midras, Tachas, Kapi, Raglov, which would everybody steps under their shoes. Meaning, it's interesting, in Shemoneh Esrei, well, we always speak about Bittel, V'nafshi ka'ofa l'kol tiyah. And then what kind of talk? My soul should be like dirt to everybody. What does that mean? Dirt represents Bittel. Right? Dirt represents Bittel. What's the Bittel? Because it stepped on it. You know, that's what it says. That when Mashiach comes, it says, that now when a person walks and he speaks Torah, so the earth says, okay, I'm fine with that. You know, you're speaking Torah. But when Mashiach comes, if you walk in the street, you're not speaking Torah, the earth is going to scream, why are you better than me? Who gives you a right to step on me? You're not any better than me. So the earth represents the level of bittul. Mashen keinat semeach. On the other hand, though, plant. Sheregadlem begoiva visnasus. On the other hand, that grows. It's like ego. It keeps growing. You're getting bigger. Bittul zeh. Where does this bittul of the earth come from? Because it comes from a level closer to Hashem. Because the source of inanimate comes from a higher source than semeach, That means it comes from a level higher of godliness, which means more bittul, more feeling of elokus. So therefore, down here, it has that attribute of bittul. And the difference is, the earth doesn't have free choice. We have free choice to be bittul and not to be bittul, or to be eiva bottle. But so the earth doesn't, so the earth down here is bottle. We are also supposed to be bottle because we have neshama chelak al kamima. Just we have free choice not to be. No, once it's sold. Huh? Oh yeah, I called you the other day. I left a message.
Thursday night.
Sorry.